It happens with Shanahan. But I want to know where Warrior fans are with Steve Kerr. Because, I mean, you look at the system yesterday, his offensive philosophy, you saw it on display. I don't know how much Terry Stotts has implemented, but the ball was hopping around. And so far, three of the first four games, they've had over 30 assists. You're right? They've had at least 33 assists in three to four games. 34 last night, 38 in the opening night with 33 against Utah. Where are we at with Steve Kerr? 888-957-9570. I think Steve Kerr's done an excellent job so far. It's not easy having a 12-man rotation. And he's telling us, like, dude, I'm going to play 12. I'll play 12 in the first quarter if I have to. And he's done that. Where are we at with Steve Kerr so far through the first four games? 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr asked on what changed in the second half.
I just think, playing without two starters and another guy in Melt, who's one of our first guys off the bench, it's an adjustment. So first quarter, we were just trying to get a feel and obviously struggled to make shots. But I just liked the fact that we kept poised and everybody who came off the bench played well and made a big impact. And, that's all we talked about in the first quarter, that a couple timeouts. Just, it's a long game. We'll get there. But we took care of the ball, 8 turnovers for the whole game, which always is going to give us a chance to win. And then our defense kicked in, and obviously Lindy Waters came in and lit it up and changed the game.
Well, what about mixing him in to the rotation? Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about that.
We've decided we're going to have a 13-man rotation now. We're going to go from 12 to 13. I've said it since day one of camp. This guy's a ball player. The game flows when he's out there. It's not just because he's a good shooter. He's a good basketball player. It's the shots that he doesn't take because of his patience. It's the cuts that he makes to the basket. It's getting into the fight defensively. From day one of camp, this guy has been one of our best players, frankly. But couldn't get him out there till tonight. He's going to make his case for more playing time. So I don't know. I'm just happy to have this kind of depth for nights like tonight, where we're missing three guys, and it'll pay off big time for us over the course of the 82.
And you know what? Somebody just mentioned this, and I remember this play. 510 Comcast Business Text Line. Waters missing a quarter three, but going back to grab a rebound and hustling. And it was on that specific possession. Remember Buddy Hill contesting at the rim, going straight up to make it difficult. Forget who shot the layup there, but he made it difficult and contested the shot, and Lindy Waters hustling back. So they're hustling. They're playing hard. They're giving 100%. And Steve Kerr's pressing all the right buttons here. So 888-957-9570. How would you rate Steve Kerr through the first four games? I think he's done an excellent job so far.
Lindy Waters is playing fearless. I think that's the word that I keep coming back to. And I think to a degree, Buddy Hield too. He took a shot at the top of the key, almost near the logo, like, wow, heat check. And I don't know who texted the group thread like, wow, Buddy Hield. I mean, you talk about feeling it. I mean, that's some freedom. But the guys, they look comfortable and they look hungry. And so to your point about like Steve Kerr, I think Steve Kerr has started to curate this roster to a bunch of guys that he likes and trusts.
No, I think
the last couple of years, the roster, there's been some people on it that he just, for whatever reason, doesn't like, doesn't trust. And that he might just be right about that, but like can't play the way he wants them to play. I feel like they've done Dunleavy has done a really good job giving him pieces that he likes. Like when you say, and I know he's joking, 13-man rotation, clearly he likes like 9 or 10 of those guys at minimum.
Does.
Wouldn't you agree?
He does. He even likes Guy Sanchez. He likes Guy Sanchez.
Well, that might be.
He does like that. And I like Guy. I was in the Wavo with Guy.
Oh, yeah?
Not too long ago. We took him to go to Game Park to see the Buffaloes. He couldn't believe it. He's like, what? I got Buffaloes over there? I was like, yeah, look at that.
He didn't know, huh?
He didn't know. Huh. It's from Brazil, man. It's from Brazil. Guy Sanchez. Anthony Slater. He's going to join us at 8:30 on the River Islands Guest Line. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? So can they get the sweep before hitting the road? And this is a Monster 5-game road trip against Houston, against Washington, D.C., or the Washington Wizards, against the Boston Celtics, against the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kenny Atkinson. And, of course, that trip ends with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it's imperative that the Warriors stack these wins early and often.
I'm watching New Orleans last night, and I don't watch a lot of New Orleans basketball. I'm not here to pretend like I'm, you know, league passing them and they're, oh my God. But you could tell they missed a pure point guard. Like, it felt very your turn, my turn between Ingram and Zion, depending on who was on the floor and when. And they didn't have the spacing of the shooting of Murphy. And, like, you could see that was a big loss for them. But you still had two individuals going off in Ingram and Zion, but it never felt connected from about midway through the second quarter on. That's a win that the Warriors might look back on at the end of the year as they're fighting, you know, a game here, a game there, whatever. Like, that's one of those wins. I think they lose that game, no doubt about it, last year. That's a game, like, you banked. You had no business winning after a quarter. I looked at that, like, oh, they might just get blown out in this one. To fight back and win that one, that is a testament of the coach. And I think that he deserves a lot of credit this morning.
This is a different team, the Pelicans. It's a different team. No Jonas Valanciunas. CJ McCollum's a year older. You know, Brandon Ingram, one thing that's going to be talked about there in the Big Easy, and we didn't really get into it with Antonio Daniels, but he's got a contract coming up, and that's hovering over his head. And then where is Zion Williamson? Is he bought in to what they're doing in New Orleans long term? You don't have DeJounte Murray right now, that point guard they're looking for. No Trey Murphy III. I don't know if they're going to have Herb Jones tonight. Well, I really don't.
They play McCollum a lot. McCollum stinks.
He's, not my favorite player.
He's making $33 million this year.
Not my favorite player.
What did he score? How many did he score last night?
He scored like 8. He scored 5 points.
He only scored 5 points?
5 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds.
Couldn't have. I don't know why. He just bugs me. He's done nothing wrong to me. It's not like I hate who he is, but just watching him, he just annoys me.
Because of the Warrior hate?
I don't even know what it is, but like watching GP2 get up into him and like him being so like rattled by it, I'm just like, come on, CJ, relax, dude. This is what GP2 does.
Speaking of trades, he must have been happy in Salt Lake City.
And they got a big win.
It's the Utah Jazz.
I think they won 2 in a row.
Yeah. It's the Blazers and the Jazz.
Yeah.
Like the Warriors. Hey.
Can't
win in the NBA.
NBA has a problem right
they
now.
They can't win in the NBA, but they've taken care of the G League teams. Good for the Sacramento Kings. Ah, that's a shot at Kitty.
What did you make of Zion Williamson last night? He had about 25 or 26 points through, I don't know, maybe 2.5 quarters.
I'm a little surprised he hasn't developed a consistent jumper.
They were laying off him. Dre was begging him to shoot a three.
And he made the first one, but then Dre was like, go ahead, keep shooting it. You brought it up, and I kept thinking about it during the game when I was watching him. You brought up, man, most fascinating he watches is sports. And last night, you asked me what I think of him. I wasn't fascinated by his game yesterday.
Why do you say that?
Just, you know, playing bully ball. He gets to the bucket and he hits his layups. Nothing fascinated me. Like, doesn't feel like he makes his team better.
Doesn't he like need a point guard to set him up? Because to me, maybe. The whole Zion experience is I get the ball so deep in the paint and I'm so explosive,
right.
You can't double me. I'm too deep for you to double. When you don't have a point guard or a penetrator, you saw the Warriors pack the paint and they were like, we dare you to initiate offense from the outside. And I just don't think that's in his game.
Yeah, I was watching Minnesota and Dallas. And Anthony Edwards came out. He scored 24 in the first quarter. He was on fire. Now, to Dallas' credit, they held Anthony Edwards to 13 points over the final three quarters. Looked like he was on his way to a 50-burger, and he didn't get that. So, he doesn't feel like he makes his team better. It doesn't look like it.
Well,
right now.
Him and Ingram look like they're on solo missions.
Right.
They don't look like they know how to play together.
No.
Ingram's a very... I think he's actually very good, but he's very much like ISO. I have to take 3 or 4 hard dribbles, get to my spot at the elbow. Because the Warriors have been linked to Brandon Ingram. I believe they said, like, we're good. Like, essentially, like, we don't want him. I could see where... I think he's a good player. I wouldn't want him on the Warriors. So the way we play, like if you're mad at JK, I mean, the ball going to Ingram and no one else seeing it, I don't know how that would fly with some of these guys on this team.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, a situation in Detroit with Jamison Williams, who's suspended for the next game. He's suspended for 2 games for performance enhancements, said he didn't do anything. But they're reviewing a request for a warrant to arrest Williams on a charge of carrying a concealed weapon. Apparently, back on October 8th, policemen pulled him over. They let him roll. They just let him go, despite having to load a gun. The Lions promptly notified the league upon learning of the matter. We have no further comment at this time. So, Jameson Williams, man, a promising young wide receiver, just keeps getting caught up in some things here. So, I don't know why he's rolling around with a gun. I don't know if he needs a gun, but I who am I to comment on that? I mean, you know, these athletes have targets on their backs. So, we know that from what happened down the street with Ricky Pearsall. Let's go to Colin Hayward. Cole, what's happening?
Hey, morning, fellas. Just a few quick things. A couple minutes ago, you guys were talking about the starting five. I think that, Steph, for sure, when he's healthy, Kevon, Draymond, Kuminga, but I really want to see how Moody would fit in there at a starting five, especially after paying him $39 million extension. I think it's in him. I think he would play better just getting that chance. But there's that. And then McCollum, I think he's garbage, man. I think the player that made him is Damon. Damon Lillard made him, and then he got paid to go to the Pelicans.
He's made, I think, like $250 million in his career.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. But he's also 34 years old, right? Most guards at 34 years old really dip off in the NBA. Yeah. Very few are Steph Curry.
Yeah, one last thing. The other night, Dallas's first game, after the end of the game, I know Clay had a hell of a game. But you can see in the post-game interview, man, I feel like he misses home a little bit.
What makes you say that?
Guys, have a good day.
No, Cole. What makes you say that?
You could just see it in his face, man. I know he's enjoying himself over there, and he's going to have a good time with Kyrie and Luka and stuff, but you could just see it, man, signing Warrior jerseys. I got a buddy that lives out there, and, you know, he kind of was at the game just kind of watching things, and he just pretty much said, hey, you could just see it, you know, even on the post-game interview when he was like, yeah, I look good in blue. It, you know, just those little innuendos. you know, just those little things. It's kind of like, hey.
I don't know. Let me ask you about Moses Moody.
He's fine.
What did you see from Moses Moody last night, B?
I saw,
because whenever he doesn't play, we hear from a lot of Moses Moody people.
Right. Well, he only played 17 minutes and 30 seconds. And look, he got off to a slow start yesterday. 1 of 3 in the first quarter. He didn't play the entire second quarter when they made their run.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He didn't play a single second in the second quarter.
Well, you went with GP2, yeah. Kyle Anderson, Pods. Like, that lineup was doing dirt.
Yeah, so, look, I think Moody, for what he was asked to do, I think he had a solid night. I think he did. And I'm just looking at the way he moves. Shot looks quicker. Release looks quicker. But when you talk about Lindy Waters III, I can already see how Kerr maybe is catapulting him above Moses Moody in a rotation. So, Warrior fans, are you good with that if Steve Curry lets him do that? Because I know Moses Moody, look, we all love Moses Moody. He's a pro. He talks like he's been in the league for 15 years, man. I'm so impressed with the young man. Maturity beyond his age, man. Wise beyond his years. But he played 17 minutes, and when they made their big runs, he wasn't in the game. So I thought he was solid. I think Moody's never out of position. No. But he's right now, he's a role. Is he a starter? I don't know.
I don't think so. He had a nice little two-man game with Pajemski in the corner, I believe in the third quarter, where he kind of, you know, broke his guy off the dribble, kicked it out to Pods. Pods tried to break his guy off the dribble, kicked it back to Moody. Moody did it again, and then boom, got Pods for the wide open three, which was a huge momentum play for the Warriors in that one. And it was just like little things like that. He knows how to share the ball.
We got a couple minutes here. We had Colin Hayward. Is that what we're going to do all year? Let Clay be Clay. Like, we're all... Let Clay be Clay. You see, you know, it's just fascinating, man. November 12th can't get here soon enough so we can get it all over with. The standing ovation. Hey, we miss you, Clay. Everything like that. Because I'm so ready to move on. Let him do him. I'm worried about what Buddy Hill and the Golden State Warriors and Kevon Looney and Gary Payton II. What are they doing? Can we get back to the damn playoffs? Can we get back to the playoffs? 888-957-9570. How would you rate Kerr's performance? Real quick, do we have